Okay. As far as the guys didn't practice today, CJ, Brandon, Marshall, Matt Paradis, Akeem, Sly, and Ferenc did not practice today either. Limited DT, Andy, DeMarcus Ware, and then Shaq, Billy, and Trevor were full.
Oh, go ahead.
You know, basically, we're getting a second opinion. That's what we're doing. So he's out of town right now getting a second opinion. We hope to know more sometime tomorrow afternoon.
Is something you think could keep him out then?
Well, we're just really trying to evaluate it more than anything. I mean, he played with it. He did it early in the game. I think if you all remember correct, but he played through it, played extremely well. Actually, he's our offensive MVP. Timmy CJ played really well. So came in really sore the day after. So we're trying to evaluate exactly where he's at right now.
How about Matt Paradis?
Matt's hip is sore, so there's going to be some rest days for Matt as we go through the season, and I would call that one of those days.
Gary, on DeMarcus, hope to get him this week?
Well, I think we got a shot. You know, I'm encouraged by what we saw today. We were working toward putting him with the team today. We were a little bit, I don't want to say limited, but not really full speed today, more teaching and stuff, so we'll pick it up tomorrow. But I felt good about what I saw him do today.
How is Brandon Marshall still? You're going to keep him out a couple
Marsh got a hamstring. He's been bothering him a little bit. You know, obviously, he came out at the end of the game. Something he worked through last week, Mike, so we're hoping he can work through it this week. But, you know, obviously, he didn't try to do anything today.
Changing the Chargers after when you guys played them the first time, they lost a couple of rounds. Now they beat you and beat the Falcons.
Yeah, well, you know what? They played in one-score games all year long, you know, even the games that they've been beat. So, they got some interesting stats. I think they've held the lead more than anybody in this league right now. They just lost some games late, but they played really well. Obviously, got after us and went to Atlanta and beat a really good football team on the road. So they're playing well. Phillip's playing well defensively. They're very active. Bosa's playing a big part right now. So, like I said, we'll have to play a lot better than we did a couple weeks ago. I know that.
Here, you got a new tight end. Can you talk about
that? Yeah, John got A.J. Derby in a trade. I know a lot about him. The kid's from Arkansas. He actually started at Iowa. He's a quarterback. A couple of kids on our team know him real good. But, you know, we think he's got a chance to help us really quickly, catch him up as quick as we can. We went from being very shorthanded at that position to being very deep here now. We got, six guys around here now. So we got to get it sorted out. But we think he can help us and help us quickly.
He's not a project, so to speak, at tight end since he's
I think he could be helping us really quick, Mike, and I got to evaluate how far he can come this week. A lot of our verbiage is the same in some areas, so we think we can catch up fast from that standpoint, but very smart kid. We need some versatility with what's going on with our group right now, and he'll give us some of that.
What are his strengths? Is it a
receiver? Basically, I think he might have led. He's one of the top receivers in the preseason. You know, I don't know what his stats were, but, yeah, running, catching, that's what he does best. Smart, understands coverage, and has a body type that can probably play a little fullback, the F position, do a lot of things. So, hopefully he can play special teams too.
Gary, if CJ can't go, any clue how you'll divvy up the reps between
both? You know, it just picks up Capri's work, basically. I mean, obviously, Book would start, it's kind of up to Book. You know, how much can he handle? What kind of load can he handle? But I think he's been growing, played really well the other night. Capri's been chomping for an opportunity, so we'll see. We'll see where CJ's at, take it a day at a time.
Yeah, that's a pretty good pick to give up at this point in the season for a tight end. What was the motivation sort of to make the move?
Well, I just think that, you know, we've had some issues there, you know, at that position with Virgil's health, with Jeff's health. So we've been, you know, John's been trying to – those guys are hard to come by, you know, Jeff, in this league. I mean, that's a team that has a couple of pretty good ones playing right now. So we've been looking around, but we think this kid's got a bright future. And like I said, it's up to us to get him as coaches, get him going as quick as we can.
Could you play him this week?
Yeah, I would feel kind of – if I watch him practice, let me see how he does the next 2 days. Yeah, I'd be very comfortable.
Okay, thank you, Coach.
Okay, you have a good day.
Sure.